Now, TikTok has been in the news of late, and they've been found not liable for the child dying in that blackout challenge. Tell us a little bit more on that one.
This is a real lesson for parents out there. So, US court ruled that they weren't liable for the death of a 10-year-old girl who watched a so-called blackout challenge. It encourages viewers to videotape themselves choking to the point of passing out. Now, versions of the challenge have been posted on various platforms and then blamed for the deaths of multiple children. So a U.S. District Court Judge Paul Diamond in Philadelphia said a federal law shielded the video sharing platform from liability in the death of Nyla Anderson, even if the company's app recommended the video for her to do it. If your kids are on TikTok, and I know we've said this before, you have to be aware that rubbish like this does exist out there. You've got to have a relationship with your kids. Don't ban them from the platform. Don't say you shouldn't be doing it. This is in my opinion. But talk to your kids about it so there are some things on there that might be disturbing. Make sure that if you see something like this, that you come and discuss it with us. You know, you've got to have that social media relationship with your kids. You know, platform. I don't like TikTok. This is one of the reasons I really don't like it. But honestly, you know, if you're a parent out there, have that social media relationship with them.
There's some good stuff, but there's some harmful material out there too. So communication is what you're saying is the key.
Yep.
So have that discussion there, parents listening this morning. What about pathology company Australian Clinical Labs? They reveal it was hit by a cyber attack, 8 months ago?
8 months ago. So yeah. Pathology company, the data of 223,000 people accessed and posted some of it to the dark web. It happened back in February, but there were 17,539 medical and health records associated with a pathology test, 28,286 credit card numbers and individual names. Of these records, 15,724 have expired and 3,375 had a CVV code copied. That's awful. And 128,000 Medicare numbers and an individual's name attached. Lee, the big question, and you know, it's like every week now, isn't it, we're seeing something like this.
That's right. We've had Optus and Medibank, and I mean, as you said, this is 8 months ago too, so it seems to be in the news.
Why?
It's just been wary.
This is the concern I've got with this one is they've just come out 8 months after the event and come along and said, you know, 8 months ago, so all of these people on there would have had all their stuff accessed and sold on the internet.
Mm.
This is one of the things I think the government has to address, and it's one of the things where, you know, honestly, probably Australian Clinical Labs have come along and gone, you know what, there's going to be a massive fine for us. We better come out now before that fine drops and admit liability out there, or are they just trying to ride in on the back of all the other breaches out there, hoping they would have slid under the radar?
Yes.
There's so many questions here, Lee, that the government have to address. And again, I think, you know, companies like that probably don't want a $50 million fine, but how about you get your house in order before you start dealing with people's, in, you know, individual important features.
Yeah, why did it take 8 months? That's the key question of this. Yeah, get the government active in it.
Yeah.
And wrapping it up, iCloud.com is getting a redesign.
So if you've got an Apple product, you really should know how to access iCloud.com. It stores all your data up there, your photos, your contacts, your iCloud email. It's where everything's backed up to. But one of the most important things on there is if you've lost your phone or your iPad, you can log on to it on a computer or somebody else's computer, see its location. You can put a message on your phone or your iPad, you know, especially for phones, because sometimes we leave them in Ubers, we leave them in taxis when we go away on holidays. You can even make it ring when it's been put on silent, or you can remote wipe it. So iCloud.com, getting a design, but you know, learn how to use this and learn how to access it, because one day you just might need to do it.